What's going on, guys? Today is Monday, September 12th, 2022. Hoping you have a good Monday. I'm hoping you had a great weekend. Guys, if you're new to the show, I do a daily podcast episode. So every day I do an episode. I've been doing this for a while now. This is episode 150, I believe. So for 150 days. I also do a show on TikTok every day called CJB in 3, and that's a 3-minute episode or less where I just cover an article real fast in fun video format. And these episodes are all available on my website, cjbronsonshow.com, and you can hit me up on TikTok or on Twitter at cjbronsonshow. Now, today's episode takes us to Coney Island. This is a horrible story, tragic story. It's upsetting to me, very upsetting. Being a father, I'm upset, and I'll explain why. So let's go into the story. The grandmother of three children who were drowned at a Coney Island beach say their mother, who is in custody, may have suffered from postpartum depression. Now, it's hard for me to speak on this because obviously I've never had postpartum depression, but I'm pretty sure science will somehow tell me I'm able to have it, because if I'm able to have a baby, I guess I'm able to have this as well. I don't know, whatever. I've never had it. Anyway. Erin Murdy, 30 years old, is in custody. She's 30. She is in custody after being suspected of drowning her three kids by the names of Bubbly Zachary Murdy, who was 7, Liliana Murdy, who's 4, and their 3-year-old baby sister. Sorry, 3-month-old. How are you going to drown a 3-month-old baby sister? Oh, they were all rushed to the hospital but were pronounced dead on arrival. What the hell? Murdy's mother, Jacqueline Scott, told the New York Daily News her daughter was a good mother. Why is this the case? Whenever the kid commits some crime, I don't care what color you are, the mom jumps out and says, oh, he's a great kid. Just shot up and killed 10 people. Fantastic kid. I wish him well. Like, why are you always, just tell us your kid's a piece of shit. Just, come on. She might have been going through postpartum depression. She was a good mother, she told the publication. I reached out to her yesterday and she said she was doing laundry and I said I wanted to speak to the kids. I tried to call her twice on the phone and there was no answer. Scott added that she was one of a number of concerned relatives who had been trying to reach Murdy on Sunday night. So a number of concerned relatives. This is already pissing me off. Police were called to an apartment on Neptune Avenue in Brooklyn at 1:40 a.m. after a call from a concerned family member. The caller said that they believed Murdy may have harmed her three children, and officers attended but could not find the family. At 3:15, so about 2 hours later, police received a second call of a woman in distress walking around barefoot on the boardwalk of Brighton Beach, Brooklyn. Murdy claimed that her three children were missing, magically missing, before they were found unresponsive on the beach 2 miles away. The three children were found unconscious and were instantly transported to the hospital, where they unfortunately were pronounced dead again on arrival. Wow. So she walked 2 miles. She left the bodies there to drown, or drown them, in the beach, rather, in the ocean, then walked 2 miles and made the call? This is postpartum depression? Is it really this serious, folks? I had no idea. And how do you have postpartum depression after having three kids? Like you have three kids to take care of. You have time to think about depression? Like, when I'm depressed, believe it or not, daily, I try to distract myself with work. Like the episodes, or like actually working, or like TikTok or Twitter. I try to constantly keep my mind busy so that I don't think about the horrible shit. But you take it, ma'am, to another level where you just try to eliminate the problem altogether, which doesn't make any sense, because wouldn't you want kids there since you're dealing with postpartum? I'm not a doctor. How am I going to understand crazy people? I'm a different type of crazy. Anyway, so she was initially taken to the police precinct, but has since been driven to the hospital in an ambulance with a sheet covering her head. I don't know why that is. Around 8 officers are currently outside of her apartment awaiting a warrant, and it was an active crime scene is what they're saying. They responded to, listen, this is another interesting thing. They responded to 6 past domestic incidences incidents, six past domestic incidents involving her, including one on July 2nd, where she refused to hand over the children to her husband. So this is a case where the mother, where the woman, was the problem. Rarity. Sorry, keeping it real, it's a rarity. But it's very interesting that instead of arresting her, removing her from the scene, it is what it is. Alfred Brown, Zach's football coach, said the last time he saw the little boy was on June 25th when he gave him a trophy for participation. Those participation trophies, that's a whole nother podcast, man. We can't have no winners in this country if everyone gets a damn trophy. How the hell are you supposed to, we're supposed to be competitive. We're supposed to be the best. How are you going to expect us to go to the Olympics and win if we're all going to... I digress. Quote, this year he did not play. He was supposed to stay with his dad over the summer. He'd always say, coach, coach, coach. To not hear him say it's today is just heartbreaking. I called him Zach Attack. His mom looked pretty normal, but we can all mask our problems. It's very true. Zach was a very bubbly, bright, giggly, and full of life. The smile on his face was worth the world to me. Joseph, 60 years old, maintenance worker in the building where they live, said, I saw the young lady this morning, and she was crying for whatever happened. I told her to be strong and get past the pain. She was walking around the first floor shortly after dawn. I'm speechless. To go and drown your children, I wonder what was on her mind and what led up to that. People love their children. Was she overwhelmed by the responsibility? It's just a sad situation. Another neighbor. All these neighbors have put their 2 cents in. I guess they all, maybe it's a close apartment building. No, it's a big building. Victor Rodriguez, 54, said, I used to see her all the time. Her kids would always ask if they could pet my dog. Everything seemed fine with her, but when COVID hit, she looked depressed. She wasn't so friendly anymore and kept to herself. It's devastating, especially when you know the kids. They were very sweet and respectful. They seemed happy kids, not a care in the world. I think it had something to do with it before COVID, and after COVID, it was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, two different people. Well, mental health definitely became a big problem during the pandemic, and even now we can see after the pandemic, and a lot of people don't seek help for that. At a press conference, a spokesman for the NYPD confirmed officers searched the area for 90 minutes looking for the children and their mother. They're at the apartment, which was unlocked when they got there, and the father of one of the children, so not all related, look at that, the father of one of the children, reportedly told the officer he was concerned for their safety after their mother made several attempts saying she would harm them. Bro, lock his ass up too. I'm sorry, man. First of all, you're going to admit it. I would obviously be the one doing something about it, but if I knew it and didn't do anything, I wouldn't say it. You just like, dude, why would you say that? Why would you not do anything? She says to you, I'm thinking about hurting these kids. And you're like, cool. I wouldn't do that if I were you. What are you, like a New York judge? Oh, my God. I'm frustrated. I'm very upset. Officers found the mother with additional family members at around 3 a.m. and say that she was soaking wet. They were unable to confirm if she was wet due to the rain or being submerged in the waters. She is currently not communicating with the officers who are attempting to interview her. Police are appealing for witness or anyone with information on the tragedy to come forward. They added that there were no known prior instances of abuse or neglect against the children. Marine and air emergency services were called in to canvass the shoreline for the three children. Officers attempted again to perform CPR, but they were rushed to the hospital we know the story. Anyone with information, please call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. That's 1-800-577-TIPS. Horrible. But for them to say that there was no prior instances of abuse or neglect against the children, but there was an instance on July 2nd, right? Didn't we already talk about this? Yeah, cops were responded to six past domestic incidents. God, I keep saying that, involving her, including one on July 2nd, again, when she refused to hand over the children to her husband. I think this is a big, big, big problem. She has a husband, number one. Where was the husband? Why was the husband not home? Maybe he was working. Okay? But the grandmother has... This entire family seems dysfunctional. Because you got one father of one of the kids or whatever knew that she's a problem. Didn't call the police. Didn't call nothing. Another husband who was there when the police showed up on July 2nd and she refused to hand the kids to him. That should have been a big red flag again. No one was called there. And the police, who says they responded, what, six times? Is that what it was? Six, right? It's just a weird... Six. None of you guys said, let me call Child Protective Services. Six times? I could see once or twice, you know, whatever. You're in an apartment building, maybe shit gets out of hand, gets crazy, and people call the cops thinking some crazy shit's happening. And it's just nothing. Six times? Six. I hope these six times are documented because I want to see the fucking documentation on this. I want to see the police cam. I want to see everything. How the hell are you going to show up to somebody's house and then not, and the cops are like, hand the kids over to this, to your husband, and you say no? And that's not a big red flag. The father, one of them says, oh yeah, I know that there was a problem. She threatened to do this before. Let me get those exact words, because that was like one of the, what? The grandmother is like, I'm concerned. Why didn't, you know, I called, nobody answered. What do you mean you called, nobody answered? I don't know. I wonder what she'll get for this. Here we go. Told the officer, the father of one of the children told the officers he was concerned for their safety after their mother made several statements saying she would harm them. Dude, listen, whoever is listening to this right now, if your significant other says they're going to harm themselves or others, especially your kids, please say something. Please call someone. Don't take it as a joke. Don't take it as like, oh, you're just angry. If they've said this more than once, and this guy says several, and if you see that there was six calls, two calls, three calls to the police for domestic disturbance, and you see that the mother is concerned, her mother's concerned, family members are concerned, then call somebody. I know people are afraid to put their kids into Child Protective Services due to the horror stories, and I've reported on Child Protective Services, and I've reported on their horror stories as well. But they're alive. And there's a possibility where the kids wouldn't have been put into that protection services. They would have went to the grandmother, or maybe went to the husband, or went to another father, or another family member, while the mom went to a therapist and took the medication, or whatever the hell she needs to take to get rid of this mental problem that she's having. But I'm curious to see if she's going to admit to killing these three kids, which, I mean, what else could have happened? She was abducted in the middle of the night, three of the kids drowned, and then she got dropped off 2 miles away. I wonder if there's footprints. I gotta look into that and see if it leads to the shoreline. It's just probably not, because it probably got washed away on the waves and shit. But yeah, man. I mean, this is just tragic. And this father and the husband and these people, all these people were concerned, and this is the life that we're in now. This is the world that we're in. We have to be safe. We have to be safe before we're sorry. Because too many people are saying sorry and they're not taking things seriously. And this goes for keeping your head on a swivel. I always say, better to be safe than be sorry. Keep something on you at all times for self-defense. You never know. Oh, I'm just running to the store real quick. I'm just running to Target. I reported on the other day, lady and her kid just running to Target and she gets carjacked. And luckily she had $800 in her ATM. Otherwise, God knows what would have happened to them. But if she had had something on her, mace, taser, pistol, something for self-defense, maybe none of this would have happened. If the husband was more alert and kept his head on a swivel and realized that shit's kind of crazy with this lady, maybe these kids would still be alive. If any of these relatives, all of these relatives are to blame, including the police, because they should have reported this and called Child Protective Services after, I don't know, the third domestic violence call, or domestic call, whatever it was. I know none of the kids were injured, but come on, man. There was red. There were signs everywhere, and all these people are admitting to it. And this is what they're admitting. Lord knows what they're keeping from the truth, keeping from the public. I'm talking about the family members, what they're keeping from the public. I'm all over the place with this because as a father, I can only imagine what I would do. Like, I don't want to imagine. In fact, I take it back. I don't want to imagine. It's just like, how could you? 3-month-old. Like, what could a 3-month-old do to deserve the drowning? And did you do it all at the same time? Was it one at a time? You know what? Guys, let me know what you think. For updates and all this, I'll definitely post it on Twitter. Again, it's at CJ Bronson Show. Let me know what you think in the comments. Please hit me up. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it because, you know, have you ever experienced postpartum depression? Do you know someone who has? Again, I don't know anyone. I don't know enough about it, honestly, personally, or experienced it with someone else. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just being insensitive. But in my opinion, I believe this woman should face a death penalty. She killed 3 lives. You can turn around and say mental health all you want, but, you know, she's an adult. She knew she had a problem. She should have sought help. I'm sorry. You're a mother. Your responsibility is to take care of those kids. As a parent, you're responsible of those kids. You can't, if you're dealing with a personal issue, that's up to you to take care of the personal issue. It's not the kid's fault. That's my thought on it. So in my opinion, she should get life in prison. Or the death penalty. Whatever. Execution, whatever is available. My opinion. But it's New York, so she'll probably get, you know, maybe she'll get, like, you know, a release the next day. Unfortunately, it's New York. But I'll keep you guys posted. Let me know. Again, new website, cjbronsonstore.com. Again, the merch is available. I got hats. Abolish the IRS hats are available. Shirts, tanks, sweatshirts. Winter's coming. I got the sweatshirts on there. Check it out. cjbronsonstore.com. And again, all these episodes are available on cjbronsonshow.com, audio and video. All right, guys, have a fantastic Monday. I'll definitely talk to you tomorrow. And don't forget, head on the swivel, be alert, be ready for anything. And don't forget, I love y'all. All right, peace.